Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
In order to be successful in life, you have to cross a jungle. Or you can stay on the other side of the jungle and not cross the jungle. But if you choose to cross the jungle has all sorts of things that can do you harm and bite you and everything along those lines. And so the best way to do that is to go into that with people who can see things differently and watch themselves and struggle to make it to the other side. And then what I've discovered along the way is that it's always a struggle and I enjoy being in the jungle.
My unflagging belief in one simple thing, I can learn anything.
I think people have to realize that they have to accept failure, but don't accept defeat. I think whenever you're trying to do something great, whenever you're trying to be successful, you're going to face failures, you know, but it's those lessons in the failures that really take you to greatness.
My entire reality was based on what I believed was real and what I believed was true about myself, about what's possible, and that I could change that. That's when my life started to change. And he said, if you start to change the way you think and you start to learn every day for 1 hour to upgrade your knowledge and your skills, and then you take action every day on the things that are the most important instead of all the different things that you can do. 1 year, you'll be at a totally different destination. 5, 10 years, your life won't be the same.
So what would be best for you 3 to 5 years down the road if you were really taking care of yourself like you were someone that you thought should be around? And people are very ambivalent about whether they should be around, so this is a lot harder than you think. So you need that vision. And then what you also need is a vision of what your life would be like if you let yourself deteriorate in precisely the foolish ways that you know that you would deteriorate if you let yourself go. And that's contemplation too. It's like, okay, if I let myself go, where would I end up?
I haven't developed grit yet. And so grit is the ability to persevere, to see things through, to go past the point at which it has stopped being fun and it becomes boring because you believe in your end goal enough, you're excited by what you're trying to accomplish so much that you're willing to fight through all of that difficulty. You're willing to fight through the boredom. You're willing to fight through the unease that arises when you step outside your comfort zone. You're doing things you're not good at and things that are boring. Those are the two things that I find kill most people. They just cannot handle the things that make them go, oh God, like I'm not very good at this and I'm feeling really badly about myself. And they forget that they can get good on a long enough timeline. And then two, inevitably, in any pursuit of greatness, in any endeavor where you're trying to gain mastery, you're gonna get bored. Because practice is repetition. It's doing something over and over and over and over to really train yourself to get to the point where you're truly exceptional. And there's just so much boredom inherent in that process.
Primarily, we learn the most about ourselves and others when we're uncomfortable. Because the moment you move into that uncomfortable state, normally a program jumps in. When that program jumps in, it's because the person doesn't want to be in the present moment and engage it consciously. That is what starts the process of change. And so we have to unlearn before we relearn. We have to break the habit of the old self before we reinvent the new self. We have to unmemorize emotions that are stored in the body and recondition the body to a new mind and to a new emotion.
Progress to just keep getting better. Little incremental gains every day, every week, every month, every quarter. And even when you move backwards a couple of steps, what's the progress that you made in what you learned? So I was taught that
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Failure is an opportunity to learn. And I was also taught to disassociate me being a failure from failing.
If you get yourself in a state of certainty that this is going to work, I'm going to find a way. And if this doesn't work, I will make the way. Then you tap a lot more potential. And when you're certain in your potential, you take massive action. When you take massive action, you really believe in something, you get great results.
Because the long-term impact of making a decision from your heart and soul, that is where the best life comes from.
The little voice in the back of your head that says it matters, it sees those outcomes down into the future, and it's telling you that it matters. And if you would like the positive outcome over the negative outcome, which is, like I said, your constant choice, you bloody well better sit down and do what you're supposed to.
If you're interested, you'll do what's convenient. You'll come up with stories and excuses and reasons why you can't, and you'll use your education as an excuse, you'll use your story as an excuse, you'll use all of that as your reasons why you can't. He says, but if you're committed, you will do whatever it takes. You'll let go of your stories. You'll let go of your excuses. You'll let go of all the reasons you currently have that are formulating your identity of yourself. And you'll learn how to let that go and become who you are destined to become.
Why do most people fail? The answer is they never start. Now, the reason that most people never start is because they don't think that they're going to get a result from their actions. And then that's going to come down to a belief that they believe about themselves. I'm too stupid. I'm not good enough. I don't have the natural talent. That's why most people fail. The hard thing is taking the first step. Everything else is just persistence.
Because so many times people have a tendency to devalue the moment today. What they do is they greatly value the destination. And so they kind of talk about, well, when I get there, or if I arrive there, or when I do that, or when I accomplish this. And they don't understand that success is a daily thing. And I'm here to share with you that the secret of success is determined by your daily agenda.
It's not so much courage, it's a matter of, it's less risky to say something than to remain silent when you know there's something to be said. I know that to be the case. And so lots of times in life, it's like, there's no pathway forward that's going to shield you from risk. You get to pick this risk, or you get to pick this risk.